Hey, it's Emily. I'm so excited to share with you that it's time for our next quarterly masterclass. Grab the Habit Hacking Masterclass Functional Fitness Edition for free at habithackingmasterclass.com, but only May 6th through the 19th. So let's face it, as busy modern moms, there has been so much confusion and overwhelm when it comes to exercise. Habit hacking your movement to support your body and your mind for life is how exercise can be sustainable and allow you to train for life. After this audio masterclass, you'll learn how to create habits to get more simple movement in your busy day, learn how movement can support your hormones, regulate your nervous system, address nagging pain solutions, and incorporate exercise that will make you feel strong from the inside out, all from the best of the best movement experts. I've brought together some amazing ladies to help serve you and help you train for life. Again, it's completely free, but only between May 6th and the 19th. So grab it at habithackingmasterclass.com and let's start training for life. Let's get to the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. You're listening to episode 153 of Self Transformed. Hey friend, welcome back to the show. I hope you had a lovely long weekend for Memorial Day. I know it's always the kickoff to summer for my kids. Last Thursday was their last day of school. And if you're like me, you might be like, oh my goodness, what do I do with them now? And it might feel even more chaotic in the summer, right? Because your schedule shifts and you're running them around a little bit more and they're just busy, busy, busy going to different camps. And, you know, my oldest son, he's 14. He's like, Mom, just tell me where I'm going day by day. Like, and we're trying to keep the house clean and the food stocked. So if you're with me, let me know. You can always come connect with me on Instagram at EmilyNichols22 and chat with me in my stories there because I love connecting with you all there. But it's a perfect time to become a part of my new membership community, the Habit Hacking Society. So this is my new membership community. It is launching just for founding members only. And it's just really what I think is the best community to help you consistently stay on track with your healthy habits. So I created this community because I've had so many clients work with me. And once they're done with like STU or my Whole30 course, they're like, okay, well, what's next? You know, I've established these healthy habits. What's next? How do I stay accountable? How do I stay consistent? How do I learn to keep giving myself grace when my schedule changes? Like we're in that process right now heading into the summer. So if you need help continuing to really just take care of your own health, your own self-care in your busy life, but you really aren't sure how to make this stick long-term, the Habit Hacking Society is going to be it for you. So if you've ever found yourself saying, I'm always just starting and stopping, always starting and stopping. I know how to be healthy, but I just can't make it work. I feel guilty. I wish I had more time. Adding one more thing to my routine feels overwhelming. And really, your family just isn't getting the best of you. I get it. You're not alone. You just need simple, healthy habit resources. And that's where this comes into play. So join the Habit Hacking Society. I have founding members joining the community as we speak. I had the deadline set for this Wednesday, June 1st, but there's been a couple of circumstances that have happened in my life. And with it being a holiday weekend, I know a lot of folks have been unplugged. I have been as well, so I haven't been able to promote the new membership as much as I'd like to. I'm extending the founding member launch until this Friday, June 3rd. Okay, this Friday, June 3rd. I'm going to extend it by a couple of days. I know with the holiday weekend and schedules shifting, a lot of people are like, oh man, I wanted to make sure I get in on that. There's a lot of bonuses for being a founding member, including getting the Habits That Stick Starter Kit, my mini course for free. You get a lot of resources to help give you some habit strategies before you start digging into the theme of the month, the challenge of the month, the community aspect. There'll be giveaways every month in the community as well. But plus, you also get a private podcast from me. It's called Habit Hacking with Emily. It's available only to members of the Habit Hacking Society, which I'm calling everyone Habit Hackers. That's just super fun. And we do a monthly Habit Hacking planning party together where we really just think about what's coming up in the next month. We talk about some habit strategies. And at the end of the month, we kind of reevaluate together in the community. So if you want to join us, there's a link in the show notes. You can also go to bit.ly/habithackingsociety to reserve your spot by this Friday, June 3rd. And I also mentioned there's been some other circumstances happening this past week that I wasn't expecting. So this past Wednesday, in short, I broke my butt. I'm standing as I record this. I usually do sit to record my podcast episodes, but I've been wanting to get a standing desk lately, so maybe now's the opportunity to do so. I was helping out a member who was at Orange Theory, and as I was helping them, I accidentally stepped on a moving treadmill, flew off, landed right on my butt, and I actually broke my sacrum, which is like right above your tailbone. So I've been in a lot of pain. Been on some pain medicine in the night to help me sleep, and I've been taking a little break from coaching as well, which talk about guilt and feeling bad and feeling like you're an inconvenience to folks. Like, we all feel that as women all the time when something happens, but this was just, I think, God's way of literally knocking me on my butt and telling me to slow down. So I'll chat about that more in my experience of my healing process, because I'm not able to work out, which is one of my biggest tiers of my healthy habits and my self-care. But also, I'm not able to physically coach right now, which is been really hard for me as well. So we'll talk about that transition. I mean, it's an 8 to 12 week healing period. I can start walking here in a couple of weeks, which walking actually feels way better than sitting or anything else. But I just wanted to be transparent with you all and say, hey, I'm going through a really hard time right now as well. And I wanted to give myself and you a little grace as we are launching the Habit Hacking Society. So join us. We start this Friday the 3rd. You'll notice the podcast episode will be launched already on the 1st for you to listen to once you become a member. And this following Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern, we'll do our Habit Hacking Planning Party. But you'll see all the details when you log into the site. Okay, let's talk about today's episode. So I'm encouraging my kids. We're trying to make a schedule for the summer of like, okay, one day we're going to clean. We're not just going to sit on our phones, or we're going to help out, and we're not going to eat all the food in the house, right? Well, my oldest son, he's going into high school, which all the feels. He's officially done with middle school now. And I've given him an assignment to read a couple of books over this summer, one being The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, one that we talk about a lot here on the show because it's basic, you know, simple, small little habits compound into massive transformation, a big thing we'll be talking about in the Habit Hacking Society as well. And one of the free webinars you have focuses around that as well in the society. But also, he is going to start reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. I love this book. It was one of the first, that and Darren Hardy's book was one of the very first personal development books I started reading when I started my own transformation journey back in 2015. I do mostly all Audible books now, but I had these on my bookshelf and I was so excited to give them to my son. But as I was skimming through it, you know, I know about the book. It's been like quite a few years since I read it, but I remember he had the 4 quadrants of urgent versus important when it comes to prioritization. And we've talked about balance and setting priorities here on the show, but I wanted to give you this extra tool. It's an extra visual tool that I think some people might find useful. And it's using something called the Eisenhower Matrix. You know, we have so many things coming at us. Sometimes things pop up out of nowhere, or we start working on something that's really just unimportant right now, but it's urgent. So this tool should really just help you create a habit of prioritization and just help you start reaching your short and long-term goals. So let's talk about it. So there's four quadrants, okay? And it's just distinguishing what is urgent and what is important, okay? And it's called the Eisenhower Matrix. So your urgent tasks, let's talk about that. Urgent stuff. These are the to-dos that shout like, no, we gotta do it right now. You're more in a like reactive mode, right? It's defense. Sometimes it's negative or hurried or narrowly focused mindset. You know, something pops up out of nowhere and you have to go do it, okay? Whereas those important tasks are things that contribute really to like our long-term mission, values, and goals, right? It's more that are not necessarily urgent. They're more long-term, and sometimes we procrastinate and put those off, right? Like I said, Stephen Covey talks about the Eisenhower Matrix in his book, but the overarching theme is really that important responsibilities contribute to the achievement of your goals. Urgent responsibilities require immediate attention. So how do you figure out what is urgent and what is important and how to stay on task with those priority goals when you have things that are urgent flying up in your face all the time and getting distracted? I've talked on the show a little bit about how I'm pretty sure I have a little bit of ADHD a lot of times, and I get really distracted. Like squirrel, I see something or a notification pops up and I have to be really intentional with my time so I don't get distracted and not reach my long-term goals because I'm letting urgent tasks get in my way. So I'll put this on Instagram for everyone to see as well, but let's visualize a chart, if you will. There's four boxes, so it makes a square. And the top left is quadrant one, okay? So those are urgent and important things you need to do. Okay, urgent and important. So these are important deadlines with high energy. So you need to do these weeks. So maybe you have to, it could be as simple as there's laundry you need to do because your kid needs his lacrosse outfit clean and dried for tonight's game. Or you have a work deadline coming up. Or maybe a medical issue comes up like you broke your butt. And that is a urgent, important thing you need to do right now. Okay, to the right is quadrant two. That is not urgent, but important. This is more of a planning quadrant, okay? It's long-term development and strategizing. So you can do it next week. You schedule them in. Maybe you need to get a birthday gift for a friend next week. You need to update your email because you're going to be out of the office next week or working from home since your kids are home, okay? These are long-term development and just strategizing, okay? These are things you need to plan out. It's more for items that are important without requiring media attention. So what Covey points out in the book, which I really love, this quadrant should just be used for long-term strategizing, okay? So one thing like I'm doing right now, I'm doing a lot of research on, there's a couple of free downloads. We're doing a habit tracker and a habit inventory sheet, and I'm developing these as we are growing the Habit Hacking Society, but I'm doing a lot of research on what some other ones look like, and so we can give some folks some options to see what would work best for them. That's not urgent, but it is a long-term and important goal. So quadrant three, so it's like the bottom left-hand side. It's urgent, but not important. This is an area where you might want to delegate, okay? Delegate. Or you may want to turn notifications off. It's really like distractions with high urgency. So it might be text messages coming in. It might be requests from family members. It might be, you know, oh, every Monday at noon, I need to schedule my Orange Theory classes or get in on some other classes. Sometimes these are confused with quadrant one where it's like urgent and important, but this is urgent and necessarily not important. It's reserved for tasks that, you can eliminate or minimize these tasks because they maybe don't necessarily contribute to your output, okay? Delegation, you know, asking your kids to help you with getting dinner ready, asking your husband to take your kids somewhere. It's an area where you can delegate, and it's also a lot of times distractions. And then the last quadrant, quadrant four down the bottom right, it's not urgent and not important. So these are things you can eliminate. These are activities with little to no value. So you can delete or do it later. It could be scrolling social media, for example, or, you know, you want to reply to your chat, your girl chat group, but it's not important right now and not urgent. You need to work and focus on what you're doing. You can do it later. So these, sometimes they don't necessarily yield any value, and that's personal to what that means to you. They're unimportant, not urgent. They're sometimes focused as time wasters, and they should be eliminated at all costs. If you're like, I'm really having a hard time at figuring out where is all my time going, as always, you can download my free habit inventory tracker at bit.ly/habit inventory. It's always linked in the freebie vault for you in the show notes as well. That will help you kind of see where your time is going. And then you can use the Eisenhower matrix to figure out what is important and urgent, or not important and not urgent, or a little mix of both to help you schedule out your week and figure out what your priorities are. That way you are able to reach those short-term and long-term goals instead of feeling like you're pulled in so many directions. Sometimes when, you know, I've shared, I schedule my following week every Friday, the week before. I write it out. I use my Google Calendar as well. I communicate with my family too. I'm going to start using the Eisenhower matrix as well to be like, what's a priority this week? What's not? What's urgent? What's not going to happen? And you might notice if you do the habit inventory, a lot of urgent things that keep popping up that are really a distraction for you that you can eliminate or delegate to someone else. Okay. So I'm always looking for tools to put in your transformation tool belt to help you stop merely just surviving but thrive. So I hope today's was super helpful for you. Sometimes some people are visual, so I will post an image on Instagram later today or tomorrow at some point this week with that, what this matrix looks like, to give you a little bit more of a visual as well. But come join us in the Habit Hacking Society. I am so excited to offer this founding member launch. You can pay month by month. I've made it super affordable, and you can also pay for a full year and get 1 month free. Just go to the website, bit.ly/habit hacking society. As I've been putting this together, and I'm like, I am so excited for all the resources and the connections we're going to have together, because look, we're all feeling the same way. Might as well lift each other up and do life together. It's much more fun that way. It's much more inspirational and motivational. And the three pillars, you will, of the Habit Hacking Society is accountability, consistency, and grace. And we're going to build that together. And I am here for it. And I want you there with us, Habit Hackers. So go to the link in the show notes to join us. Connect with me on Instagram. Pray for my butt this week because I'm still healing. We'll extend that founding member launch to this Friday, the 3rd. All right, gang. I will check in with you later this week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review, and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.